Wednesday the 25th of July, Rabbi Doniel Kleinman, Nachamu Ami.
Good morning, everyone. The way to start the Adrosha on the 10th of Av is to say good morning, because on the 9th of Av we can't say good morning. And the subject which we'll discuss is also in Yoni D'Yoyma of Nachamu Ami. Nachamu Ami means Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to Klal Yisrael through the Navi and tells us Nachamu Nachamu Ami, beautiful Negunim which are sung around Nachamu Ami, which tells Klal Yisrael to be consoled. The obvious question which everyone's expecting me to start with today is, why should we be consoled? What's changed for us today that's different from yesterday? That's the obvious way to start the drasha, and the obvious topic of the Yom is, what is the Nechama? What's changed since yesterday? But if you think about it, it's a very selfish question. Nachamu Ami, we should ask Nachamu Ami. We're living in a generation which is a renaissance of Torah, of Ruchnius, which categorically in Klal Yisrael throughout the history, always after a tremendous Dor of Churban, there's always been a tremendous, as much as there's a Hest upon him, there's always been a Ha'oros upon him, a Kadosh Baruch Hu coming and giving Klal Yisrael the Seata D'Shmaya to rebuild itself. We're living in a generation which is on the back of the Shoya, of the terrible Churban of the last generation, where we have Parnassa. Generally speaking, we have Parnassa Zizi, Klal Yisrael has Parnassa as a whole. Klal Yisrael, the rebirth of the yeshivas in America and Yisrael in England, the rebirth of Torah, the renaissance of Ruchnius, of Kerlelim, of the Mount of Torah which we learn, of Balabatim, of yeshivas, tremendous renaissance in Torah. So for us to ask Nachamu Ami, when we personally haven't experienced that pain, is a selfish question. But on the back of that, and if you'll excuse me for right in the morning asking such a difficult question, but I think the day warrants it, is Nachamu Ami, where's the Nechama for the previous generation? That's the question which has to be asked. Nachamu Ami was said to Klal Yisrael as a whole, both the ones L'Chaim L'Avdom and L'Chaim L'Mesim. Where's the Nachamu Ami for the people that went through Auschwitz, through Treblinka, through Majdanek, through the terrible camps, through the terrible tzoras of the Nazi Yimach Shemon, the terrible times of the Holocaust? The images of the Holocaust which we have to begin to conjure in our minds are difficult to see. The marches of death, which they've marched them to the pit, and the rape of Klal Yisrael, and the systematic slaughter of Klal Yisrael in the camps, in the terrible pits of death where people were buried alive. All these terrible images, which unfortunately, maybe in previous generations it was difficult to say this, but maybe now in our generation, when it's already 60 years afterwards and people begin to forget, maybe we need to conjure these images up. Where's the Nechama? Where's the Nechama for the people who marched into the gas chambers? That's the question which has to be asked. For us, we're spoiled. For them, they gave their lives. They lived in a generation where the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, Lachashmi Lahari, with as behemoth, with tremendous cynicism and disgust, went and had to and tried to kill Klal Yisrael in the most gruesome of ways. Where's the Nechama for the Dor of the Churban? The Dor of the Churban, as much as it was 6 million, was not 6 million. It was 6 million Yechidim. It was Yechidim, people with children, people with grandparents, people who had to separate from the children, people who for months were in cattle cars. These are images which we mustn't forget, as difficult as they are. Where's the Nechama? Nachamu, Nachamu Ami. Where's the Nachamu for that generation? And although it's disrespectful for me to speak, because I also wasn't in that generation, but these are images which unfortunately we need to remember, and we need to ask these questions. Nachamu Ami, where's the Nechama for them? In the Kerel Mechanchim, where I am in the evening, there's one of the Rebbeim in Shtadlis, Avram Lopian, and he tells over a story from his Rebbe, Rabbi Yisrael Grossman, who went to the tremendous Talmud Chacham Zecher Tzadik Levracha for many years, had a yeshiva and Talmidim in Yerushalayim, and he was a Talmud of his. He says a very strong man, a partisan during the war, and he was mind a tremendous Talmidim. Very strong, he used to go to the Svarim Shalom to pull out two fat shakhtimars off the wall with one hand. Very strong man, partisan during the war. And he tells over the story of how his Rebbe used to tell him that he had one son, he had an only son called Meir. And he knew at the time that when they used to take the children, from their parents, he knew that they were going to be killed. And when the Nazis came to take away his mayor, so he held on with all of his might to his child, and the Nazi, Loyalenu, the Tsar Gadol, in trying to rip the child from his hand, killed the child. And Yisrael Grossman used to say this over. So where's the Nachamu Ami for America? Where's the Nachamu Ami for Yisrael Grossman? Where? For that Yishamah, for that Kaddish, where's the Nechama for them? Just to make the question strong. The Beit HaMikdash is burning. It's the 10th of Av. How can we say Nachamu Ami? It's mentioned in flames, the Beit HaMikdash. Nachamu Ami? How could I turn around and say Lechama? Where's Lechama when the Beit HaMikdash is burning? A final question which has to be asked is, how could HaKadosh Baruch Hu let the Churban happen? How could HaKadosh Baruch Hu let the years of Golus, the Tzoros of Klai Yisrael, how could he let it happen? Not to be asked in the context of how could it happen as where was the Rebbeinu Shom. We know the Rebbeinu Shom is there. The question is, how could the Rebbeinu Shom let it happen? That's a fair question. It's a question which sometimes we don't want to feel, and we'd rather push it aside, but it's a question which needs to be asked. How could the Rebbeinu Shom have let that Churban of Europe happen? Well, on what basis? How could the Rebbeinu Shom let that tremendous star bubble happen? And there is an answer. The answer which we have to give and speak out very clearly. The fact that the Beit HaMikdash was burning on the 10th of Av was a nes. A Beit HaMikdash shouldn't burn. Beit HaMikdash was a davar ruchni. Even after all the chatoyim, and even after the Medrash Chazal, which says that Kadosh Baruch Hu at the end was Masalik Shechid, and it was Eitzim Vavonim. But the same way you understand it can't burn a Malach, the Shteitin Chazal, that the actual fact that the Beit HaMikdash was burning, the fact that the stones were able to catch light and actually burn, is a nes. It shouldn't have happened. It was a davar ruchni. And Kadosh Baruch Hu created a nes that the Beit HaMikdash was able to burn today. So much Rabbi Yochanan came along and said that I would have made Tisha B'Av on the 10th day. Why would I have made Tisha B'Av today? Because today was a nes. And to commemorate that nes of the Beit HaMikdash burning, not the original fire which started it, not the original fire of the 9th of Av, but the 10th of Av, the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu let the Beit HaMikdash burn, and it was able to burn, Zok Rabbi Yochanan should have made Tisha B'Av on that day. That's Rabbi Yochanan's memra on the nes of burning of the burning of the Beit HaMikdash. There were other nisim as such at the time of the Beit HaMikdash, at the time of the Churban. The nes, one of the nisim brought down is the maisa with Titus HaRosha. Titus HaRosha, Natal Saif, took a sword, the gider at the Parechis, he went to the Parechis and he stabbed the Parechis, and blood started to drip from the Parechis. Tremendous nes. Blood started to drip from the Parechis. One has to ask, why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu making nisim? Nisim HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do lightly. Nisim has to come for a tremendous reason. To save Klai Yisrael, to give Klai Yisrael water in the desert. These are reasons for nisim. Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu making nisim b'shas HaKurban? The mice of Haruge Beitar. It says that Andronidus had a kerem, which was stated in the Yerushalmi, that the kerem was I think it was, so the Yerushalmi says it was Yud Aleph Amal Amar. It was a very large kerem, and the Haruge Beitar, he went and made a wall which was so high, the height of the human being from all the Haruge Beitar. That was a tremendous tsar for Klai Yisrael. The Haruge Beitar, the story behind the Haruge Beitar, which is coming, one of the reasons of Tu B'Av is because the Haruge Beitar were buried. As the story behind the Haruge Beitar was that they thought Mashiach was coming. There was this Bar Kuchva, who was now called Rav Kuzva, was a false Mashiach. And after the Churban HaBayis, they thought he was going to be the Mashiach and save Klai Yisrael. And he had tremendous tzaddikim around him. He had convinced the Gedolei Hadar that he was Mashiach. So imagine the excitement in Klai Yisrael. And then comes along that this Rasha, and it manages to kill all this. They say that the Tsar of this Haruge Beitar was bigger than the Tsar of the Churban for Klai Yisrael. Because now Klai Yisrael had their hopes up, and they thought that Mashiach was coming, and this was the Mashiach, and there was a tremendous tzaddikim. Now all these tzaddikim are laying dead around the kerem of this Russia, all buried in a fence around this kerem. And then comes, so he buries them along there, and this tremendous tzar for Klai Yisrael. Comes along, Kadosh Baruch Hu again makes a net, as Arugei Beitar were not Masriach, and did not rot away. And Klai Yisrael has now a nest within this tzar. So let's try to understand what these nisim are about. The nest of the Arugei Beitar, the nest of Titus, and the nest of the Etzim Churban HaBayis that was able to burn. The nisim were created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chazal explained, in order to show one point. In Chubitzara, when Klai Yisrael's Bitzara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels that pain. By the mitzvah of Titus and Russia, when he stabbed the Paroises, so Titus said, Oisi Harakta, which is a metaphor, which he was saying, I killed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chas Melahasker. But that was what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was trying to bring out from that mitzvah. Of stabbing the Parochus and the dams coming out of the Parochus. Oh, you see a rachter. Kosh Baruch Hu saying, you think it's easy for me when Klai Yisrael is the Tsar? Oh, you see a rachter. Kosh Baruch Hu saying, Kaviyochel. Kaviyochel as a marshal. Kosh Baruch Hu saying, as if I'm killing myself. As if I'm stabbing myself. You stab the Parochus, the dam comes out. Oh, you see a rachter. This is not good for me, Kosh Baruch Hu says. This is a tremendous Tsar. Every Tsar which a Yid feels, Kosh Baruch Hu feels with. That's the Yisod of Nisim in the Zman of the Churban. It was for a tremendous purpose. It was the purpose of showing Klai Yisrael, as much as I'm Bitsar, and as much as it was a false Mashiach, and as much as they were Mechayiv Misa, and one has to understand why they were Mechayiv Misa, but as much as the Kodesh Baruch Hu had to create that Tsar, that Churban, and as much as the Beis HaMikdash had to burn, because Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted us to know Imcha Bitsara. I'm there, I'm with you. I feel the pain. Every pain that he goes through, and especially the pain of Klai Yisrael as a whole. The Klai Yisrael has to go and Doch Leb Churban, that's something which Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to create Nisim for us to feel. Everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the world, he created for his own honor. Honor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in order that the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu should come out. That's the plan. That's the big game plan for the world. What's the opposite of Kvoidai Yisbarach? Chilul Hashem. Chilul Hashem, disgracing the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Can there be any bigger disgrace to the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu than the Churban HaBayis? Of course not. It's not only is it a tsar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Churban HaBayis, but it's against the whole game plan of the Bria. It's a tsar klapi mokin. In the time of the Eagle, in the time of the Meraklim, the time of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how could you let this happen? What are the Mitzrim going to say? You see throughout Chumash, throughout Dvarim, all the tainas which we say, which we lay on Tisha B'Av Ba'atzmai, all these tainas are, what are the Mitzrim going to say? Are they going to say that Kodesh Baruch Hu took us out to the Midbar to die? Are they going to say that the Kodesh Baruch Hu could not bring us into Eretz Yisrael? That was Mishas Maradim. What is Klai Yisrael? And that was the taina which was Matzal Klai Yisrael. That what? Kodesh Baruch Hu, you created the world with Chvayim, you created the world for your honor. What are the Mitzrim going to say? What are the Goyim and Eretz Yisrael going to say? What are the Tzamim going to say? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't able to? And these are Goyim. These are Oiv Dei Avoy Dezara. These are Chazafret. These are people who, and these people HaKadosh Baruch Hu is worried about his covet. Kol Shein Klai Yisrael. Kol Shein the Ama Nifchor, us Klai Yisrael, who are with Mitzvah on Chil Hashem. So what about the Chil Hashem towards Klai Yisrael? How can HaKadosh Baruch Hu let it happen? I'm strengthening the question. How can HaKadosh Baruch Hu let the Churban HaBayis happen if it was the ultimate Chil Hashem, the ultimate thing which goes against the plan for the whole Bria? That's the kashrut we're asking. So far, mostly kashrut. Let's begin to root. So far, mostly kashrut. How can Hashem Baruch Hu create a churban? Vaydi Yisbarach, biggest chil Hashem. Hashem Baruch Hu, Beis Hamikdash, the Makom where Shechina was Megula. Chatayim, we understand, but what about Vaydi Yisbarach? What about the Tzar Klapi Makom? How could Hashem Baruch Hu put himself in Shat Tzar? Hashem Baruch Hu is the Bar Yehud, how could he put himself in Shat Tzar? These are shaylos which have to be asked. To be moitzit, one final hasafa, there's an Isser, which is learnt out from Sukkim, of anyone who goes and takes out a stone from the Beis HaMikdash, which is learnt out from the Pasuk of Morishtegs, Minayan, Loitis, Evan, Echad, Min HaHechel. There's an Isser to take out one stone from the Hechel, Min HaMizbeach, Min HaHazoros, Shubaloysa Seitam, Alem, Vinitatz, Demetz, Mizbechay, Seichem. Even one stone to take out of the Beis HaMikdash, to cover the Beis HaMikdash, person is over a lot. Kolshkin and Kolshkin to destroy a Beis HaMikdash. How do we understand it? And the answer is as follows. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because, the answer is really the question. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he loves Klai Yisrael, because he wants to be in the sky in Klai Yisrael, he needs Chasdei Yisbarach, he's willing to be saved all of that. He's willing to take all of that on board. He's willing to take on board Chil Hashem. He's willing to take on board Tzad Klapei Mokum. But because he cares so much for Klai Yisrael, and because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us a bris, and that bris says that Klai Yisrael will always be his Nam HaNifcha, will always be the nation which he has chosen. And that is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kvodei Yisbarach will come out in the Bria, in order to keep that bond, and to keep that Klai Yisrael alive, and not to destroy them, Chas V'Shalom B'Chatoyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to be saved of everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to go through Tzar with us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to go and be Meichel on his covet, which is the whole game plan of the world. All that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to take on board, to go and be the sky in Klai Yisrael. The Gemara says, Lagabi Mizbal Osif, to fiddle till my test, he says, Mizbal Osif for the Kim Bo Goyim Benach Masecha. Asaf came along and he was Mahal, he thanked the Kodesh Baruch Hu, he was praised the Kodesh Baruch Hu because he brought Goyim Benach Masecha. Very strange. The Gemara says in Gittin the following. Moshal Melech, comparable to a Melech, Shoyle Ben, he had a Ben Yochid, Voye Kosho. And he was, and the Ben was not behaving. Below your Shemei Elavit, Ma Osa Melech, what he do? Kivin Shikar, since he got upset, Nichlus Chupati Shabanoi, he went into the chupa, the house of his son. He started breaking the whole thing down. And they asked the Melech, "Look what you're doing." He says, "No, Yafa Tisi." Shekorasi chupasi shavanish. I could have went and I could have killed him. I could have, but he says, would I have wanted another, my brother's son, to be Yerish me? The mashal continues. The Kashbuk is saying, of course I'm willing to go break things down, things which are difficult to me, my house is my son. But what? In order to be Miskai and my son? I thought of the mashal myself. Of imagine you have a child in shul, and the shul, and the child misbehaving. And in order to mechanech the child, one has to give the warrants to give the child a smack. Shkul, the rabbi not found a lo yitzur that warrants to smack the child. How difficult that is for the father, son of the whole base, not just to give his child a smack. Everyone looks down. It's not nice. It's something which doesn't look good. Son of the whole base, but the father's willing to do it. Not because Kaiser. He knows that that's what the chinuch of the child requires. All the bezayin which it entails. And all the churban which entails, and all the tzar for the father, but he's willing to forego that for the tailors of the son, in order that the son should be miskayim. This is the beginning of nechama. The beginning of nechama. The seeing the relationship from us to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, where Hakadosh Baruch Hu feels our tzar. Chas v'shalom, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, to think that Hakadosh Baruch Hu heft upon him means that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is looking the other way. Fakir, that Hakadosh Baruch Hu lives with us through every tzar, through every pain. Every yid in the Shoah, every yid in the Holocaust, the Kosh Baruch Hu lived off his tzar. Oh, but the Pshat is for a reason. The chasting is for us. It's the ultimate chesed. The Kosh Baruch Hu lives through that tzar, lives through that churban in order to be Miskayim and Klal Yisrael. The yidin, to go back to the Shoah, I'm sorry for drawing on it so much, but it's painful, but it's important. Even the Shoya who walked towards the death, and they walked towards the gas chambers, at the end of the day, they say, Nami Mamin. What does Nami Mamin mean? Nami Mamin bemuna shleim v'yis ha-mashiach. V'afo pishi yismameh. What does afo pishi yismameh mean? Even though he tarried. Tarried means not that he's going to tarry, he's going to come before I get into the gas chamber. Even though he tarries means even though it will not be me. Even though it won't be me, it might be a future generation. It might be a future generation of us who carry the responsibility of Klal Yisrael. But that was their maimed. That's the way they went in. Chas v'shalom. The goyim turn around and they say, like sheep to the slaughter. Chas v'shalom. Chas v'shmelahaske. These were the mightiest of men, the strongest of people. They're willing to go and raise themselves above their own retinus and guf and life and turn around and say, Afa pishi yismameya. It's for Klal Yisrael. It's for the future of Klal Yisrael. What a strong statement. How foolish could the goyim be? As much as they want to forget and as much as they want to cleanse their bloody hands, how could they say Chas v'shalom, these were the mightiest of men? These were people who understood the opposite of Sinas Chinam. Sinas Chinam means me, you, we're all separate entities. The opposite of Sinas Chinam means we're all Am, we're one generation, we're one Am, we're one people. The fact that this was 50 years ago and this is now, the fact that it was Klal Yisrael from a different generation, that Torah which we sit on Tisha B'Av doesn't make a difference whether it's us or whether it's them. It's all one Am HaNivchor. Klal Yisrael is meant to be the princes of Klal Yisrael, of the world. Prince of the world means people should look to us in the Zman Mitzvah of the Geula. People look to Klal Yisrael as kings, as princes. They look to people that not the Am Yisrael will be like it is in Golus. People make cartoons of Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael is considered a minority and someone where we have to stand up for our rights. Mitzvah, the Geula which we're looking for, and the Geula which was foresaw by the Churban of Europe, was the Geula where Klal Yisrael will once again live again in the time of Geula. We'll come back. We'll come back as princes. Everyone will be the ones in society which will teach society the purpose of the world. They'll look to us and draw on our kaiches. We'll be the kings of the world, and they'll come to us in their control to bring karbonos mitzvah b'shas geula. That's the pshat in the churban habayis. That's the ani mamad of the churban habayis. That's afa pishi yismameya, which means that no, we mustn't look at ourselves as individuals. That's sinas chinam. That's the ultimate sinas chinam when you start looking at yourself as individual. Purpose of Klal Yisrael and the Nechama to Klal Yisrael is to look at ourselves as an entity, as one people, connected to the previous generation. They were Moisa, they're the Nefashas for Klal Yisrael. For the Avtocha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be the Am HaNivchor, to keep on going. For the Avtocha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to say that even though you do Chatzim, I will not destroy you. I will continue to go and be Miskayim Klal Yisrael. And they paid the price. They paid the price on our behalf in order to be Miskayim us. What's even more powerful of Nechama for me is if you look into the kinnis of Tisha B'Av, the kinnis of Tisha B'Av are unbelievable. If you look at what Klal Yisrael is mekainim, what Klal Yisrael is what Klal Yisrael goes in, it's throughout the kinnis and laments, is the following. You would expect to find in the Kinnas of Klai Yisrael over Tisha B'Av, you would have expected to find the Tsaris. You'd find it only the Tsaris of Klai Yisrael, the Harigis, the pogroms, the tremendous dependent Harigis of the Nazis, and all the previous generations of, and what the Haruge of the Zman HaChorba went through, and all the blood that was shed, which you do find. But even more prevalent, which you find in the Kinnas, is the fact of that Klai Yisrael was Mekanyan on the Tsar Klapi Mokhi. Klai Yisrael turns around to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, you know what we really miss, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We miss the Gilu Shechina, we miss the Shechina, we miss the Beit HaMikdash. Look at the Eli Tzioi, which we say at the end of the Kinnas. Eli Tzioi, Alei Armoin, on the Beit HaMikdash, the first one. Alei Golos, Meshor Seikom, Ani Meshir, the Levian. Alei Hegem Mecheleo, Asher Domam Ba'orel, the Kehanim, Al Zivchei Tmidel, the Kobonis. Next phrase. Al Tapi Malachele B'nei David, B'nei David, the Kehanim, used to sing in the Beit HaMikdash. Then, amidst all that, we find one reference to the brains of the child which went on the cellar. The next one, Al Simcha Toivel, on the simcha of our enemies, al pesha asher ifso, al koilos mechotel, al shimcha asher cholal. The last one is al shimcha asher cholal. We're upset that it's a chilul Hashem of the Rebbeinu Shem. Imagine. Think of the tremendous nakuda which is being expressed here. Tremendous nakuda. Point which we have to think about. Klai Yisrael went through tremendous sorrow. Klai Yisrael went through tremendous tzaras mitzad their group. They were killed and they were in the middle of being slaughtered. And what was bothering Klai Yisrael? The tzar of the Rebbeinu Shem. Achilul Shemehel. What a beautiful madrega the Zman HaKorban was on. And the Korbanos which ensued afterwards throughout Klai Yisrael were also on this madrega. Instead of worrying about their personal giving of their life, the saying to the Rebbeinu Shem, unbelievable. Rebbeinu Shem, how could you have, we're upset about your tzar, about the Chil Hashem which you're going through. The mussel, again, going back to the mussel in shul of a father hitting his child. Imagine if the child would take the son outside and the father would leave the, after he got a smack, and the son would look into the father's eyes and say, you know, father, I'm sorry you have to go through that in shul. I'm sorry about that son. Still explore the beauty of a relationship between a father and son. The father has to smack the son in order to mechalek miskayim him. The son then looks to the father and says, you know what, daddy dear, I'm sorry that you had to go through that son. Al-Khilul Shem Shomea, late Tziyah and Klai Yisrael is always bemoaning the fact that the Rebbeinu Shalom has Tzar. What a beautiful relationship between Av Leben, between Ben Yochid to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a beautiful Nachama. That's something which we have to go and console ourselves with. We're consoling ourselves with the fact that Tisha B'Av's testimony, the Nachama doesn't start today. The Nachama started yesterday. The fact that we're consoled by the fact that all the kinnas have to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klai Yisrael, and bemoaning the fact that we're your Ben Yochid. Bemoaning the fact that you're Ben Yochid, and we know that you have to do us to be Miskayim this. And we feel your tzar, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says back to us, he feels our tzar. That's a beautiful relationship. It's not happy, it's not geschmack. It's not something which is simcha, but it is nechama. Why is it nechama? It's nechama because that relationship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us, him feeling our tzar, and us feeling the Rebbeinu Shalom's tzar and missing the relationship and the wonderful kesher which was the goal which we have the Shas Beis HaMikdash, that's something which gives us tremendous amount of nechama. Perhaps that's why it's called a mayid. Perhaps that's why the Tisha B'Av is called a mayid. Because it is a mayid. It's a time which in itself is a day which stands for something. As much as it stands for bemoaning the Churban, but it's a mayid. Who's the yid? Who can really define himself as a yid? A yid that could feel that he's a ben yochid to the Rebbeinu Shalom, and the Rebbeinu Shalom is hitting it, and he wants and waits for that geula. That's when a person stands up and says he's a yid. That's why it's a mayid. It's a mayid of Yiddishkeit. It's a mayid of a person getting up and making that statement. It's not only now. It's not nechama now. Look at the parsha which we read on Tisha B'Av. Look at all the kinnis, all full of the haftacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he will never leave us. All full of that haftacha. That's the haftacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is mekayim us throughout the Doris. The previous Churban Yurt gave their lives for that. They gave that lives for Afal Pishi Yismameya. If they came to that madrega, how much more are we, achroi, responsible to carry that torch? Not for us personally, for us as an Am HaNivchar. We wait. We wait for the geula. We wait for the geula with the knowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the way to the geula claps us to be mekayim us. But with that relationship of Venavta Ben, but the clapping is with tzar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol feeling that tzar. Finally, just to move into the mitzvah of Tu B'Av, which albeit is not yet, but the mice of the Gemara, which discusses Tu B'Av, is also a leads on from this thought. The Gemara says that the mice of Tu B'Av, Ein Lecha Simcha Tu B'Av, there was never a simcha in Klal Yisrael like the mice of Tu B'Av. And the Gemara says, the Yerushalmi brings down that the reason why there was a simcha on Tu B'Av was because Batal HaChafira. Klal Yisrael, during the Midbar, used to go and used to dig for every single year, they used to go get graves. That was the Gzeira after the Chet of the Maragrim. They used to have to dig their graves once a year on Tisha B'Av, and every year at Tisha B'Av there would be a certain amount of the Eden would get up, and the rest of the ones that were nifter would remain in their kvarim. And on the year of when it finally stopped, so on Tisha B'Av they went, and not everyone got up, so they went the next day, 10th, the 11th, the 12th, the 13th, and finally on the 14th day of Av, when they realized that so many days had gone and no one had been nifter, so there was a tremendous simcha in Klal Yisrael. The Simchan Klaisel, people don't know the end of the Gemara of the Yerushalmi. The end of the Gemara says that the Simchan Klaisel was because Yom Shekolu by Meisei Midbar, there was like Kolu Meisei Midbar Lo Yadibur Moshe. There was not, Kosh Baruch Hu didn't speak to Moshe. There wasn't a Gilu Shechina. But that day, when the Meisei Midbar started to stop to die, then Kosh Baruch Hu began to speak to Moshe again. The Rambam brings down on that Mishnah. The Rambam says, explains that Simcha means as follows. They believed in themselves, and they were Maimon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'egishu bo'i Ratzon HaBorei. They felt the Ratzon HaBorei of Hashavas Apai V'tzilak Chamos HaMeyam. They felt that the Baruch Hu was willing to go and accept Klal Yisrael again, and therefore that was the Simcha. Tiku Asu Eisam Misham V'Hala Yeh Mishnah V'Simcha. That's why Tu B'Av became Mishnah V'Simcha. What does that mean? That means that for all the years in the desert, Klal Yisrael had this hanging over the head that, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu really going to accept us as his Ben Yochid? Is he really, are we on the same Madrega of Chiba that we have been for previous generations, for previous years? And then finally, and this year when it was Kalu Meisei Midbar, Klal Yisrael experienced that there was no Harugim, and therefore they again refreshed their Emun and Bitachon, their Ben Yishol, that they have that position. That was their generation, their Geula. I think in a final note, what's the avodah? What should someone feel after Tisha B'Av? What's the avodah hayom? What must we do today? What must we do today? What's the avodah hayom? How could we recreate those haruge beta? How can we recreate it? What could we do today in our generation? To us today on the 10th day of Av, when we're getting up from the avodah Tisha B'Av, how can we relate to that? I think the way to relate to that is, and I hope I'm drawing on the Gemara in what's meant to be drawn, is as follows. We need to get up, and we need to get up from avodah with bitachin. Part of the Golus is we get Sugaklat. We feel that our Baruch Hashem is not with us. Bringing the Geula requires a refreshed and renewed Bitachin. That's the Simcha. To realize what we've said today, that it's that connection to the Baruch Hashem, we are connected. The Baruch Hashem is, not he's not looking the other way, Chas V'Shalom. Chas V'Lahavkir. That's a bazillion to the previous generation. Chas V'Shalom. They gave our lives for us. We have to realize that our Baruch Hashem has taken them in order to give us refreshed Koichas as a nation. To rebuild, to go forward, to bring the Beis HaMikdash. There's a song by Yigal Salik, which is Ani Mamon, which is a march. And to me it has tremendous meaning. Let's march to Ani Mamon. Let's march forward with Ani Mamon. Ani Mamon has a lot of connotations. One connotation is the tremendous Churban. The next connotation is let's march. Let's march to bring the Geula. The people after the Haruge of the Midbar stopped to die, began to march. They began to feel that their Rebbeinu Shlomo was with us. Let's move together as an Am, not as Yechidim. Let's move together to bring the Geula. Bracha is that we should be zeicha to march to the Geula together.